Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. During this season of grilling, some of us think that the process stops the moment we take the food off the grill. But you can really do a lot more to put together a fantastic plate. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, as the French say, the sauce is everything.
Yeah. So we used to talk about what the difference between home cooking and restaurant cooking is. And we always come to the conclusion that in the restaurant, it's the sauces that people rarely take the time to make at home that elevates the dish.
Right.
And I want to just talk about four very simple sauces that require very little or no cooking at all that really take the food that you make, not just on the grill, even at anywhere at home, but grilled food to the next level. The first one is the Argentinian chimichurri.
Yeah.
And I think for five simple ingredients, it's an incredibly flavorful sauce. It's a true example of where the individual pieces are not as good apart as they are together. The sum is way better than the individual ingredients. And it's very simple. It's basically garlic, parsley, oregano, red pepper flakes, red wine vinegar, olive oil, salt. But together, just mixed, and there's no cooking. It's all chopped, and then we like to put it in a mason jar and shake it a little bit to bruise all the herbs and get some of the oils out of the garlic. In this sauce, I would strive to find a high quality red wine vinegar because that kind of drives the balance of this. But this is a sauce that goes on everything from eggs to steaks and everything in between. And I've never made it for someone who hasn't just been totally fallen in love with it as soon as they try it. So it's a great one to have in a jar. It's best to make fresh, although it lasts a few days. I mean, the herbs start to brown up over time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make it fresh maybe the day before and you should be fine.
Yeah.
I think another thing is salsa verde, but not what you think of in the Mexican, which would be sort of the tomatillo salsa verde. This is the Italian version, and actually Alice Waters makes a great version of this at Chez Panisse. It's parsley, olive oil, but we have capers and anchovies, which kind of add a real sort of roundness to this, plus some garlic. We use white wine vinegar and lemon to give brightness, olive oil, salt. I like to make this in a mortar and pestle, like a molcajete, a very coarse mortar and pestle, but easily made in the food processor too. Again, a simple sauce of just putting all these things, lumping them into the food processor, hitting the button, drizzling in some olive oil, and boom, you have an incredible sauce. I love this on chicken, mostly sometimes pork, but it's just a lovely sauce. And vegetables, whole roasted cauliflower with this drizzled over top is sort of a delightful dish.
Yeah.
Pesto is something I think we all know about, but I think the pesto that we like to make is with spinach and pistachios, which takes away from sort of the basil and pine nut scenario. And then the trick to good pesto, in my mind, is to poach the garlic in olive oil rather than use fresh garlic, which can be a little bitter. But same thing, spinach, olive oil, garlic, pistachios, and we whisk the Parmesan cheese in at the end. And then tzatziki, that great Greek sauce.
Oh, that's so refreshing.
Exactly. I mean, and here we're using cucumber, yogurt, garlic, white wine vinegar. The deal is grating the cucumber on the heavy holes of the grater and squeezing all the water out. This way you get a richer, thicker sauce rather than a watered down version. Again, we'll put all these recipes on the website. And like I said, 10 minutes per sauce and you're a winner.
And not a single barbecue sauce among them.
No, not at all. That's we were going away from that.
we did a good job thinking outside the box.
There you go.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.